Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 2017 was the costliest year for extreme weather and climate disasters in American history, which means there was a lot of money spent on home repairs, probably the highest amount going to roofs. To our next guest, who had experience in this area serving as insurance commissioner for the states of South Carolina and Texas and running insurance companies in Louisiana and South Carolina, this presented a business opportunity. Eleanor Kitzman is co-founder of My Strong Home, based in Columbia, South Carolina. Today she's in our studio. Eleanor, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Give us a brief history and overview of your company.
We are the first of its kind company that combines construction, insurance, and financing for coastal homeowners to fortify their homes against hurricane and windstorm damage. We're kind of a one-stop shop for mitigation, which can be confusing for the average homeowner. The way this all came about, obviously as the insurance commissioner in South Carolina, back after the 04 and 05 storm years, which were really bad in other parts of the country, didn't affect South Carolina directly, but we sure felt the financial impact of it on our insurance markets. And, you know, companies were pulling out of the market, raising rates. And then as insurance commissioner in Texas, another coastal state, dealt with this firsthand, both the costs of it and, you know, what can be done to try to help homeowners deal with the problem. And while I was commissioner in Texas, I was approached by current colleagues who at that time were with Rockefeller Foundation and Prudential Financial about an idea for sort of a self-financing model for coastal mitigation. And was there a way to use insurance savings to pay for the cost of the mitigation, to make mitigation sort of pay for itself? Some people may be familiar with kind of the solar panel model. It's similar to that. So after I left the department, we all kind of got together and worked on this and had a grant from the Rockefeller Foundation, did a lot of research, and determined that mitigation could pay for itself. We provide the construction services. We fortify homes. Most of the time, it's about a new roof, and we use, you know, a specific construction standard that has been researched, tested, and proven to withstand high hurricane force winds. It's actually through the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety that has its research center in Richburg, South Carolina,
right here in our state.
And they literally crash test houses, and that's the construction standard that we use. We also provide lower cost insurance. There's a substantially less risk that you're going to have damage after a storm and that an insurance company is going to have to pay a claim. And so the homeowner can use that insurance savings to finance the cost of construction.
Does it happen sometimes where the homeowner's current insurance company can also make it work? They don't have to use yours?
They can. We can bundle our services. We can unbundle them.
And so have you seen other one-stop shops like yours spring up that do this?
No, we have not.
And so what have been your challenges in getting this up and running with worker shortages and the booming construction industry that maybe contractors are hard to find?
We've had very good luck, and we're very selective, you know, with our contractors, and they have to, you know, have been trained on these fortified standards. But I would say that one of the challenges that we have is because not only are we new, but we're different, that no one else is doing, you know, what we do. So just kind of educating consumers about mitigation generally, that there really is solid science and math behind it.
So how do you find your customers? What's your marketing plan?
We have used a lot of social media. We get a lot of referrals. We've gotten some great earned media. Charleston was one. New Orleans was another that we got some great television, newspaper coverage that generated a lot of activity for us. We've done some direct mail.
And so this whole idea was born while you were in Texas. Why locate the company in South Carolina?
Well, we're really located, as so many businesses are today, nowhere and everywhere. We don't have any bricks and mortar. You know, customers don't come into our offices. Everything is done over the phone, through email.
Do you have franchisees?
No, we don't have franchisees. We are currently doing business in Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, and South Carolina. And we have relationships with contractors in all of those states.
Well, Eleanor, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Well, you are very welcome. Thank you.
Eleanor Kitzman is co-founder of My Strong Home. She is in Columbia, and we will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.